So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, let's talk to you about energy levels and about how you're going to maintain those over the coming 12 months. So this is a key for me. It's not a sprint. It's not like I've got to work, 18-hour days, 3 hours for sleeping, 2 hours playing with the kids, and that's it, 1 hour sleep, I don't know, whatever is left. That's not what it should be about. What it should be about is you pacing yourself throughout the year. It's fine to have weeks or days or months where you're performing at a high level, but to perform consistently at a high level, I think leads to burnout. And I don't think that's conducive to a long-term business, to a change in financial circumstances. I think if you're working at this level, you're going to be going up and down, because you're going to be at the top and then you're going to burn out, and then you're going to do nothing, and then you're going to be at the top and you're going to burn out. And what we want to do is just lower those a little bit. You don't want to be performing at 110% all the time, because inevitably it'll go down to 0%, and we just don't want that. So actually what we want is maybe 70, 80% of normal. So this is 100%, this is 70, 80%. And as you're going through the year, you want to maintain that level, whatever that happens to be. But also this then comes into you setting up your regular sessions of whatever you deem to be important. Getting consistency in actually what you do on a daily basis is much more important than doing 110% all the time. It's just constant, never-ending improvement, constant, never-ending work, constantly 70, 80%. If you're going to go over that, you might be able to do that every so often. I was just about to say pull an all-nighter, but I don't recommend pulling an all-nighter. Why do you need to do that? If you're running a business that needs you to pull all-nighters every so often, you're running your business incorrectly. And you need to be absolutely sure as to what you need to be doing in terms of your daily routines in order to fix that problem. So in terms of measuring your energy performance or managing your energy performance throughout the year, you've got to keep an eye out for these times when you're having to pull late nights or get up early and join the 5 a.m. club, which I'm not a great lover of. I like my sleep-ins. Thank you very much. I get up at about 8 o'clock, 8:30, depending. But for me, it's about maintaining a certain level of energy. Now, what happens is that over a period of time, if you're working 70 or 80% over a period of time, you actually get kind of used to working at that. And so you can actually increase that by 1 or 2% each month, if you like. You know, so imagine you're working at 70% and you're increasing your levels by 1% per month. After 12 months, it hasn't increased 12%. Because if you're at 70% already and you're increasing it by 1%, you're benefiting from compounding the level of work that you're working at. And so you can actually build that up from 70 to 80, 80 to 85 fairly quickly and fairly easily just by compounding what you're doing. But you just don't want to be doing so much that you end up burning out. Hope that's a useful video for you. I hope that you can kind of get a feeling as to the way that I run my business. I'm quite a lazy guy. I don't like working long hours. I don't like working early and working late. Although I'm better at working late, incidentally. I love working at midnight because no one else is around and it's just calm, not like the guy cleaning his pool behind the camera there, if you can hear that. So it's like, for me, it's about working as smart as I can, maintaining my energy levels so I can be a good husband, a good father. I've got family time, I can go out and enjoy myself, I can play basketball on a Friday morning, without having to worry about, I've got to work. That's not a business, that's a jail sentence, and I definitely don't want that for you. Just keep an eye on maintaining those energy levels, and if you find yourself having to work loads of hours, you're running the business in a way that isn't conducive to your well-being, is a very nice way of putting it. Anyway, let me know what you think down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta, take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.